Streaming countrywide on Prime Media Plus.
On DSTV Channel 885.
And across the city.
On 567 AM.
Get yourself ready to step into the world of creativity and cultures. We bring you an exclusive conversation now with the CEO and theatre director of the iconic Artscape Theatre. Join us as we delve into what's in store for audiences at the Artscape this winter and throughout the rest of the year. Dr. Marlene LaRue joins us right now. Doctor, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, good day, Zane. It's Marlene speaking, and thank you for having me. And it's such a wonderful conversation that you have about education and the rights of education and the responsibility of the society to that every child needs to have access to quality education. And that's what, that is also our program that Artscape all the time is doing, is to complement the education department and to extend the curriculum through our programs so that not all children learn the same. So we do our prescribed work also in the month of May, starting in April already, and that our children have the imagination, but also their reading abilities. They can see also how we transpire that onto the stage and the magic of the stage, but also then the understanding and interpretation of the prescribed work.
Mm. Those of you who don't know, Marlene and I actually taught together. So was it for a year, Marlene?
Or two? Yes, and it was at the iconic high school, Phoenix High. And again, I would like to say it's also our children in these areas that need our quality education. And being the teachers there, we can say we have wonderful people in those areas and they deserve only the best.
Mm. What's on at the Artscape? I promised you that I was going to take my little one and introduce her to the theatre. So we were there to see Mamma Mia during the course. At least she was there to see Mamma Mia during the week on Wednesday. Enjoyed the show tremendously. So thanks to you and the Artscape. But what's happening after you have your Mamma Mia season? And, you know, winter becomes a thing where people sort of hibernate, but they are the very staunch theatre goers who want to come and see something at the Artscape.
I must also say we experience live theatre at its best. We just finished Sound of Music, which had 54,000 people came to the theatre. Now it's Mamma Mia, and over 40,000 people came already to the theatre. And in between, we're planning, we never stop. We're a theatre that is busy the entire year, every single day. So for the month of April and May, and it's definitely our month of new democracy. It's the 30 years of democracy and human rights month. So we're kicking it off with My Children, My Africa. It's a prescribed work of Ethel Fugard, and it's a 1989 play. It's actually a must for everybody. It's not just for the grade 12. It's a pivotal role that iconic figures, and also about youth of education and help. And then we have the short stories of opera, which is going to be in the arena, a pocket full of operas, most definitely a must to see. And then not just theatre lovers, also books, because we're the only theatre in the world that has a space, a women's zone that's at the bottom of Artscape on our ground floor, which look at publishing women's stories. Women comes together, women then supporting each other, also on gender-based violence, how are we going to overcome that, but also addressing it with men. And one of the two authors that we're going to definitely feature are Women Achievements hosting authors, Dawn Garnish and Karina Zurunki. And I would like people to come and experience it. And then we have, obviously, the iconic Sint-Oster Festival, Concert of Hope, which is going to be on the 26th and the 27th of April, a variety of artists that's going to be there. But I would like to say Finding the Light, which we're going to have on the 17th, starting on April, and that is in conjunction with the Kulisi Foundation. And stars of West End, Kim Criswell, Michael D, but also our iconic singer, Lynelle Kenneth. Please come and experience that with a wow, again, a wonderful fabulous Mark Lottering, accompanied by the world-class Full Philharmonic Orchestra. And we're not ending there at all with the St. Oosterfeest. It is a must to come because tickets are really, you must come and see. It's going to be one of that eclectic theatre goers coming to see a variety of shows. But then in the month, the coming up month in May, it's also Africa Month. And there we're starting with our Diverse People Unite. And it's about People Unite. Our South Africa motto is the central theme of this month. And we start with our celebrating and also preservation and respect for our koi and our Nu and our San people. And we're doing it in partnership with the Sibo Ndaba Dance Company. And please come and support these wonderful youngsters that is really taking us through the wonderful, our history, our preservation and our respect that we need to have for our indigenous people. Then, because we believe in our three languages in the South, in the Western Cape, we then have again an iconic piece that we put on stage is Buzana Kubawo, and it's a wonderful play about the Isixhosa tradition. Please come and see that as well. And then we have the Childish Adult. And Childish Adult, it's a comedy special that you need to come and see. Peppa Pig. Yes, Peppa is a perfect day. And I understand, how can this picture sold out? Parents usually cry to come and see. Then I ask the parent, why are you crying? Because they're little ones at home. So we introduce young people from a very young age to come and pay for a ticket at the Artscape and all theatres, I want to say. Don't ask for a complimentary ticket. It's about a business. It is about the economics. It is about artists need to be paid. They can't just play for free. So Peppa Pig, thank you for that, that the parents pay for the little ones to come to the theatre. Then we have Hamlet, Shakespeare, the iconic Hamlet, the Shakespeare. And then we're a theatre for everybody. And it's about where we make it accessible for everybody. So please come to the Miss Drag South Africa in May. Go on our website. It's going to have something for everybody. I Got Rhythm. Yes, the ballet is up and going. The ballet meets jazz with the Cape City Ballet performing David Nixon's full-length production. And it's joined by the Jazz Art Company dancers. So we as artists are saying to our associated companies, which is Jazz Art, the Ballet Company, and the Philharmonic Orchestra, pull things together and give them the exquisite that we cannot just come and you can see everything at once. Great. And then I want to end off by saying, it is that we want to say, come to the 2nd of June. Experience comedy once again.